Coronavirus is affecting everybody and everything, and that includes charities as well, and amazing places like the Susan G. Komen Foundation, who are here to remind you they're still open and they're still serving you if you're in need. And Andrew Asato is the CEO of Susan G. Komen Foundation of Oregon and Southwest Washington, and he's with me here. And Andrew, we appreciate you being on the Mark Mason Show.
Well, thank you for having me, Mark.
What a crazy time this is. It looks like, some of the fundraising activities are having to be rescheduled. One of them is, Lunch for the Cure, which has been rescheduled now to October 7. Is that right?
That's correct.
And the Breast Cancer Issues Conference will also happen in the fall. This is, we hope after coronavirus subdues, we get some kind of handle on it. But, What this means is that we postpone these events, but the need is always still there, right? I mean, it's not stopping because of coronavirus.
No, it's not. And our first priority is the constituents we serve. And, of course, these are individuals with breast cancer and or survivors who have very compromised immune systems and extremely vulnerable to this pandemic, this coronavirus. And we certainly, in following the CDC, the governor, the Oregon Health Authority, which we've been monitoring closely on a daily basis, that the prudent thing to do was to obviously move our events away from this time frame. And the Breast Cancer Issues Conference, we cannot bring people together with compromised immune systems. So you're correct. That is being moved to the fall. We're working on a date now, and we will be posting that to our website and to participants and our sponsors and speakers once we determine that. And as you said, Lunch for the Cure will be held October 7th, which is a very important event for us, not only sharing our work in the community, but also raising critical resources to fund the programs that we deliver to the community.
You don't want people canceling appointments or anything like that, because we keep hearing, hospitals are busy, clinics are busy, but it's important to those who are dealing with breast cancer. Do not cancel appointments, right?
Mark, I'm glad you brought that up. So Komen's recommendation is that if you are symptomatic or showing irregularities or signs of change in your breast, that you do contact your health provider to determine the best course of action for diagnostic screening. However, if you are of regular risk and you have a regular mammogram coming up, we are asking and recommending that these individuals postpone their mammogram to later in the year. And there's a few reasons for that. One, we obviously don't want to have somebody go into a health system and contract coronavirus. On the other hand, we don't want somebody who's asymptomatic but has coronavirus to go in and accidentally and unintentionally affect someone else. And the third very important piece, as we're hearing through the interviews that you're doing, is that the health system is being overwhelmed. And we want to make sure that any non-essential services can be redirected to supporting the coronavirus effort. So that's what we're recommending, both for individuals who are just going through regular mammography, mammograms, and testing, and then those who are symptomatic, who, yes, you do still need to contact your health provider and make sure that you get in, take the appropriate course of action.
Right. Yeah. I was just about to add, the healthcare provider, they're going to know the course of action. So don't just assume, oh, I can't go because they're busy. Call them up and talk to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The other thing we want to make sure the public knows and breast cancer patients out there is we do have our treatment access program, which is still available. And this provides financial support for those in need who are traveling 25 miles or more to their treatment and may not have the resources for gas, food, and lodging. And that is something that we continue to offer at this time. And we know that obviously more people are under financial stress. We do not want somebody skipping radiation or an appointment or treatment. It's so critical that they continue to get their care while they are battling breast cancer. So one can find more information about that at our website at komenoregon.org.
All right. That is the most important thing you need to remember is the website, komenoregon.org. And again, Lunch for the Cure, that's going to be October 7th. Breast Cancer Issues Conference, that's going to be announced. And the More Than Pink Walk, that's still on.
That is still scheduled for August 23rd at this time. We originally planned to open registration online April 1st. We felt that would not be appropriate to do at this time, so we are pushing back to April 15th, tax day. And if anything changes, we'll reassess that. But, yes, More Than Pink Walk is still planned for the Tahmacall Waterfront on what will be hopefully a sunny day on August 23rd,
yeah,
a Sunday, and we will start registration on the 15th. Again, we have all this information at our website at comanoregon.org, including our recommendations for breast cancer patients and or those who are just having routine mammography. And we have additional support services and resources for patients at this time. So we want to be sure that people know that we are still out there. We're doing our work despite the circumstances we're in. We're finding new ways to connect with each other, obviously. But paramount to us are the families, the individuals, the patients we serve, and making sure that we continue to do so as best we can during these times.
All right.
And we really thank our supporters for being loyal and standing with us.
Andrew Osato, CEO of Susan G. Komen Foundation, Oregon and Southwest Washington. He's the chief executive officer, and we're honored to have him on the show. And we'll stay in touch here and get updates from you, Andy. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Mark.